Okay, so now we have Tonalisa, who is a professional clairvoyant, works with consciousness and as a light worker. And she's very kindly come in today to be able to work with me in looking into the language of light workers and the power of using the word as, for different reasons, creatively and for healing. And that's about channeling from divine consciousness with love and light to be able to bring transformation to people. So thanks, Tonalisa, for coming. Tonalisa's based in Mysteries on Monmouth Street. I'm going to start off by reading a little poem about the word, and then we can go from there. Are you happy with that?
Yes, I'm happy with that. I'll listen to your poem and we can take it from there.
Okay. The word. Empty words are like empty kisses. When by filling our hearts with love and compassion, we elevate our pathways into ecstasy, so we may unite with divinity in its sublime consistency. I think that when I wrote that, I was thinking about the difference of speaking on a daily basis, just about how things are expressed, and then the difference of putting the power of energy behind those kind of concepts.
Yes, you are focusing very much on the word. And, you know, everybody works differently, and I prefer to put quite a lot of words together and give people their messages they need to hear through storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with describing pictures, it has to do with describing narratives, almost like being a film critic,
mm-hmm.
and through that making people understand where they are at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of visual, approaching the visual with the words, or rows of words put together in sentences, if you wish.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I work with that process too, so I understand fully mm-hmm. what you're saying. And of course, through shamanism and going on vision quests, that sort of sense of story
yes.
Works in similar ways. And I think there's even in culture, there's something called the storyteller, which is the person in tribes that used to tell the story.
A lot of culture have that, you know, and also, you know, whether it is religious or not, and whether you put it into the context of organized religion, describing myths have been a way for people to understand where they are at, and is using ancient archetypes and ancient myths that is valid to this day. And sometimes when people want to speak to a light worker and they want to get answer to whatever they want to dive into or repair. It might be that they need a certain myth
mm-hmm.
to describe a certain archetype.
Mm.
Because often if people are in a vulnerable space, words can come to the reader.
Mm-hmm.
But often to make the clients understand, you have to put it in context of a picture or a myth in order to deliver a message in
mm-hmm.
a way that they can decipher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they want to take responsibility for their destiny.
Indeed. And there are biblical myths, there are historical myths, there are, you know, myths about just about anything, there are the Jungian archetypes, and there's lots of ways for making people understand, almost also sometimes on a counselling level, but without judgment and pontificating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that sounds... I like that way as well, because it means that you present an objective kind of situation, which means that both parties can look at them, that the story, in reference it and create a discussion around it.
Yes, and it could help to almost... see the story that describes the situation from the outside, and hence understand the part you
mm-hmm.
take within
mm-hmm.
the story,
mm-hmm.
and through that outside observation
mm-hmm.
and impartiality within one's own life,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to make choices that is not utterly dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, let's go into a story that let's see who holds the story. Is it you or me? I'm going to use kinesiology to work that
out.
Okay,
you go.
is it me or is it Tonalisa? It's me that does, okay. So I'm going to read straight off your throat chakra if I have permission, is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
And just see what we have here. And we actually, the way I'm being presented with is a sense of a castle. It's got very high walls, and the walls go right down into a kind of moat that has actually got water in it. And there's a feeling of being able to look at this castle, but it's like there's loads of junk in the castle. It's a kind of sense of there's wood, almost like bedsteads, and a feeling of needing to feel. It's like feeling overwhelmed by the junk in the castle, and there's a sense of needing to sort of clear it out, all the woody bits it's like they should be creating a framework of a bed that you can use in an effective way to create a home. It's almost like we have to take the bed out of the castle, recreate it, then use the castle to acknowledge your power, and the bed to create a romantic story with someone special in your life. And so I kind of feel, or the person, you know, that in your future, your soulmate kind of thing. And so what I feel is that as we go into this castle, we need a bit of organisation around. One of the walls is very solid and protective, then the back walls are very sensitive and open and very kind of light. There's a kind of sense of fragility about them. Now what I feel, and that's where I see the sacredness. And there's a feeling of being able to walk through the drawbridge-y kind of area, walk through the walls, and you enjoy yourself much more in the sacred area rather than in the sort of the darker protective area, because the shadows come down on that area. And so there's a feeling actually of not needing such high walls, because the protection, it kind of takes out the light. And so there's a sense that you connect more with the sort of your spirituality and sensitivity, having acknowledged that you are nourished in a way that transcends any form of power concepts altogether. So it's all to do with the framework. Mm-hmm. I don't mean you're obsessed by power at all. I mean that you are naturally a powerful being that needs no status, because you naturally are power. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And it's funny, but do you want to continue? Or
well, I just wanted to link the bed bit with that bit. And so then I feel that this is, at the moment, this is a set, how you relate to your spirituality and how you relate to your relationships, that having gone through this process, we then reintegrate and we have a palace that's light and airy and elegant and sophisticated, which gives you that sense of feeling strong in your true identity in a way that is sophisticated and dignified and elegant kind of thing. And so there's this sense of kind of like the prince and the princess kind of setting up home in a lovely, luxurious environment, which is very attractive to and accessible to people, and allows a kind of consistency in evolution, development, and a huge amount of divinity coming through in sense of spiritual, like all the angelic realms coming and being involved in your lives. And then I see the togetherness kind of creating unity and social. It sort of goes into a high vibration thinking about social dynamics, social responsibility, about acting from a place of love and communicating that creatively out into the world. And so it's about being able to keep on that buoyant level of divine inspiration kind of thing.
Yeah. While you are telling your story, then my right ear started ringing at a specific stage. And that often happens when people come to a significant part, and it's almost like being, you know, poked on the shoulder to sit up and take notice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. I don't have tinnitus, but it sounds like it, and then it goes away. It's kind of, you know,
you can feel the energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Shifting.
It's kind of, and it's in your ear, so it's basically go, okay, listen now, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that with you, because you know, sometimes it's not just about the word; it's about sensations and feelings in the body.
Yeah, that's.
And that's an example of that. In response to what you've just said there, it makes sense to me on certain levels, and in terms of you know, feeling protected or needing protection, and you're talking about drawbridges and pulling them up, it has something to do with personal decisions made recently in terms of people who are light workers mm-hmm. often attract, if we're talking about partnerships, people who need help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we don't see that, because then you're just acting as a normal person.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, it's like being a mother to someone, yeah. helping mm-hmm. somebody, putting mm-hmm. them on their feet.
Yeah.
And then when they grow up, they do what nature intends, and they ditch mm-hmm. their mother. So it yeah. keeps happening to so many light workers, and the drawbridge is a defense against that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
you can... might need protection for a little while, you know, mm-hmm. literally sit down in the dark park mm-hmm. part of the castle and do mm-hmm. some soul searches.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a level of trust involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do in words. I think we help people trust situations, trust themselves, trust them, their choices. And in order for that to be possible, we have to be light workers who actually trust the word.
Mm-hmm. And so... Yeah, I guess the authority of the word comes from a trusting place. The authenticity of it and the stability of it and the power of it allows unity and a kind of a transformational technique behind it.
True, and we have to be use the word with great integrity, because mm-hmm. also through the word, how to take responsibility for their own lives.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today. It's been really fascinating to hear your perspective on it.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for the reading. Bye,
Andrew. So, Chanalisa's Mysteries on Monmouth Street, if you want to come and experience her consultation. So that's my show, Rainbows and Bluebirds. It's the first show. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening, and thank you to my guests. It's been brilliant working with you. And I hope that the listeners are all I hope you've found it nourishing to the soul. Please bring back some feedback, and if you have any questions about the show, if you want to get involved, if you want to have a consultation, if you've got ideas creatively for further development, if you write to me at amanda@radiolightworker.com, then that would be fantastic for further intrigue and interest and to develop a forum. So have a great month, and I look forward to the next show, Bluebirds and Rainbows. Okay, take care. Bye.